Hey, listeners, here's something to look forward to. Sunday Scaries is back with new episodes starting Sunday, January 26th, hosted by me, Rosie Acosta. This podcast gets into those all too familiar feelings of Sunday night anxiety, like racing thoughts at 3 a.m. or feeling stressed when you're unemployed while everyone else heads back to work. You can catch Sunday Scaries wherever you get your podcasts or in the Headspace app. Mark your calendars and let's tackle the Sunday blues together.
Hey folks, Robin here from Dear Headspace, and I got a question for you. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by makeup? Good news. Charlotte Tilbury has transformed 30 years of artistry into beauty products that are easy to choose, easy to use, and flattering for everyone, earning her the title of Queen of Glow. Now take her Hollywood Flawless Filter. It is a true game changer. With just one product, you can blur, smooth, and illuminate your skin while enjoying clinically proven hydration for up to 24 hours. I'm telling you, it is my go-to for radiant, effortless look, whether I'm heading to work or maybe I'm prepping for a night out. Now, from red carpets to real life, Charlotte's products make everyone feel like they are their most beautiful and confident selves. I mean, don't we all want that? It's no wonder her legendary icons have gone viral. Charlotte Tilbury is performance you can trust. It's legendary for a reason, folks. You can use code CTPODCAST15 for 15% off on charlottetilbury.com. Plus, new account holders get free delivery. This ad is brought to you by Charlotte Tilbury, USA customers only, and valid until March 2nd, 2025. For full T&Cs and exclusions, see the Charlotte Tilbury website.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. They're the home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret, Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Allbirds and Skims use. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/start selling, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/start selling to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/start selling.
Headspace Studios.
Hi everyone, it's Rosie. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday. So I was speaking at a conference a few weeks ago, and I had a conversation with a dear friend and fellow speaker. As we sat there discussing our common love for Mexican food, she put her hand on mine and told me, "What you said on stage about opportunities being all around us was genius." I laughed and said, "Oh, I was just stating the obvious." Of course, I know she was attempting to give me a compliment, but I have to admit, it felt uneasy, or uncomfortable even. She smiled and we continued to have much more important conversations about where to find the best tacos in LA. But this incident got me thinking, why is it difficult for some people to receive compliments? So today, let's talk about believing positive feedback and how to accept a compliment. I think the biggest obstacle people face in accepting a compliment is that maybe it's something that we don't believe about ourselves, and we're really stuck in this intrinsic, self-deprecating loop. So when somebody gives us a compliment, we feel like it's out of alignment to our status quo. If we're able to accept compliments for what they are, little seeds of encouragement we can take that seed and plant it and really nourish it and see what happens over time. For example, if we get a compliment over a job well done, if you really enjoy doing it, you can take that seedling and continue to nourish it and continue to grow and succeed in that area of your life. Or it can simply just be a seedling that you accept and put in your pocket for later. Obviously, as per the conversation I had with my friend, I still struggle with this myself. But I've had a lot of practice over the last few years in accepting compliments. One of the biggest pieces of advice that I received from a dear friend of mine was just to say thank you and nothing else. Just take the compliment. The second thing I learned is to acknowledge the compliment and tell the person it's nice to hear. For example, if someone says, "You gave a very powerful presentation today," you respond, "It's nice to hear that you thought my presentation was powerful today," as opposed to saying, "Oh, no, it wasn't. Oh, it took me forever to work on it. Did you hear me mess up in the middle of it?" Just say, "It's nice to hear what you thought. It's nice to hear that you received what I was saying." The third thing I learned was to assess your languaging. Yes, my friends, assess how you talk to yourself. Sometimes that allows some insight as to why we might be uncomfortable. For example, when you find yourself deflecting a compliment, ask yourself, "Why can't I receive this?" Getting to the why of something will help you understand how to change your thinking around it and even prompt you to address the feelings underneath. And if you need to, reach out to a therapist to work with you on this. But sometimes it's just fear. We're just afraid of getting the external validation because we might not want to get too egocentric. We might not want to believe our own hype. Believe your own hype. Taking compliments can be tough. But if we take the time to celebrate our triumphs and believe the good things that others see in us, eventually we'll be able to love ourselves more. If you need some extra support, I recommend the Be Kind to You practice in the app. That's it for now. If you want to share your thoughts with me about this episode, be sure to find me on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Thank you for letting me share today, and thank you so much for listening. I'll see you back here again soon.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.